If he's good, I'm good, and we're all good. Welcome, everyone. How you doing? Good, good. So we're going to talk a little bit about a thing called faith. Okay? Did you guys know that faith is believing in something you don't necessarily see or have proof of? So we're going to talk a little bit about faith, but before we get into that, does someone have a coin that I can borrow? Does anyone have a coin handy? Oh, here's a coin. All right. Okay. Could you hold this? Thank you.
Okay. So what do you think I'm going to do?
Make it disappear.
Huh?
Make it disappear.
Yeah, that's a pretty good guess. I'm not. Actually, I was just going to polish it and keep it. No, I'm just kidding. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this coin. Okay, does everyone see this coin? Young man in the back, you good? You see the coin? See the coin? Okay, see this coin? I'm going to put it right here on the floor. Okay? Does everyone see this coin?
Yes.
Okay, that coin is there, right? I can see it. I know it's there. It's there, right? Okay. Now I'm going to take this this cloth. I'm going to put it over top. Okay, can you see the coin? No, you can't see the coin, but is the coin still there?
Yes.
How do you know? Because you saw me put it there, right? So if I lift this up, oh, there's the coin, right? So the coin's not there. Okay, I'm not going to do a magic trick. I'm not going to make the coin disappear. But I want everyone to know that the coin is there, okay? All right? Okay, great. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a short psalm for you, so pay attention here. Okay, and psalms are written by this guy named King David. He was the king of Israel, pretty important person. So being a king, sometimes you have a lot of worries because you have to worry about everyone that you serve that's under you. And you have a whole kingdom to worry about, thousands and thousands and millions of people and everything. And people are trying to get what you have, and it's crazy. So, David wrote this psalm to God. Will you forever put me out of your memory, O Lord? Will your face forever be turned away from me? How long is my soul to be in doubt with sorrow in my heart all the day? How long will he have who is against me? How long will he who is against me be given power over me? So he's talking about the people that are against him, like his enemies having power over him. And he who is against me may not say, I have overcome him. And those who are troubling me may not be glad when I am moved. But I have had faith in your mercy. My heart will be glad in your salvation. I will make a song to the Lord, because he has given me my reward. So if we listen to the psalm that David wrote, he felt alone and he felt scared. And he asked God, how long will you forget me? And David felt that God had left him alone and that he was afraid that something bad was going to happen to him. He thought that his enemies were going to come and do something bad to him, or he was going to lose his everything that he has. So he had a lot of worries and troubles. And then he remembered something. He said that God has been good to me. And David realized that since the Lord had been good to him before, that he'd be good to him again. And David gained his courage because he had remembered to have faith in God. So can you think of a time that maybe you were scared, but everything ended up being okay and it turned out good? What I want you to do is I want you to share that time with your parents. Go tell them about how God was good to you and try and think of a time that you can talk to them and let them know that God protects us. I know I just recently had some troubles. On Sunday, I was so sick. I thought I was going to die. I had food poisoning, and it was terrible. And I was praying. I was like, God, please help me. Please help me get through this. And he did. Look, I'm happy and healthy today. And I had crazy plumbing problems all week. And I had to dig up the whole yard and put in new plumbing because the grass was dying and we're leaving for vacation. I was going to come back to a dead yard and spend all this money. But God stayed with me and he helped me get through the 107 degree temperatures digging in the yard all day.
And she found a baby lizard.
Guess what?
What?
I got sick when I ate a poisonous acorn.
You got sick when you ate a poisonous acorn? And are you better now? Oh, yeah. So God took care of you, right?
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So now let's go back to the coin. That's how God is. Even though sometimes we may not see him, even though sometimes we might be scared, we might feel lost or alone or sick or feel like, why is this happening to me? And what we have to remember is to have faith in that God will always take care of us. So, let's go back to the coin. Is this coin still here? Is it still here? How do you know? Yeah, because I put it there and no one ever moved it, right? Right there it is. Just like God is always there. And he'll never move. He'll always be with you. Okay, can we have a moment of prayer? Everyone bow their heads. Dear Father God, we thank you so much for being with us. We thank you so much for watching over us and taking care of us. And Lord, I pray that you continue to stay with us and help us to remember that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.